This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. Fallout continues from U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's Friday phone call with Taiwan's leader Tsai Ing-wen. China's foreign minister Wang Yi called it a petty trick by Taiwan and reemphasized that the One China policy is the basis of Washington's relationship with Beijing. He said the One China policy is the cornerstone and fundamental basis of the development of healthy Sino-U.S. relations. Of course, we don't hope it will be interfered with or damaged in any form. China has said that it lodged a solemn representation with Washington. Trump's call ended decades of silence between the United States and Taiwanese leadership. Washington ended diplomatic relations with Taipei in 1979, but still sells the island billions of dollars in defense and other supplies. China regards Taiwan as a renegade province. Hundreds of thousands of protesters gathered in Seoul on Saturday to call for the ouster of President Park Geun-hye, marking the sixth straight weekend of demonstrations in the city. The protest started shortly after South Korea's National Assembly announced Friday that a vote to impeach Park had been postponed until December 9th. The president has been embroiled in a multi-million-dollar influence-peddling scandal that has decimated her image as a strong and incorruptible leader. The scandal surrounding the president has led to huge protests that swallowed up a large portion of downtown Seoul each of the past six Saturdays. Police estimated the number of protesters to be around 320,000. Protest organizers put the number at 1.7 million. This is VOA News. Russia says it is ready for talks with the United States about a withdrawal of all Syrian rebels from eastern Aleppo, even as Syrian government troops continued their attacks on a rebel-held enclave. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said that Moscow is ready to send military experts and diplomats to Geneva to ensure action with the United States to ensure the pullout of all rebels from eastern Aleppo. There was no immediate response from the United States, which has been backing several of the rebel groups fighting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. European Union High Representative for Foreign Affairs Federica Mogherini said in Rome that any peace process will be difficult if civilians are massacred in Aleppo.
No peace process will be easy on the ruins of Aleppo. No one has an interest in destroying the city, killing other people, and then looking at what we do next.
Meanwhile, Syrian warplanes, artillery, and mortars continued to pound rebel-held areas in eastern Aleppo. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said at least three people were killed. The Syrian Civil Defense put the death toll at six. Somali regional forces in Puntland have clashed with pro-Islamic State militants in the country's northeast in the first ever military confrontation between security forces and pro-Islamic State fighters. Local sources told VOA that Saturday's fighting occurred about 50 kilometers west of Kandala after the regional troops were halted by landmines. The cortege bearing the ashes of former Cuban leader Fidel Castro has reached Santiago de Cuba, where an elaborate funeral service is planned for Sunday. Castro's ashes have crossed 1,000 kilometers of Cuba, drawn by a trailer behind a Green Army Jeep. Thousands of Cubans have lined the route from Havana to Santiago to say their farewells to Castro, who died last week at age 90. High-profile leftist friends of the former Cuban leader, including Venezuela's Nicolas Maduro, Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua, and Bolivia's Evo Morales, are expected to attend the funeral. Castro's ashes will be interred near the remains of Cuban independence hero José Martí in a cemetery in Santiago. In Oakland, California, officials fear the death toll will rise after a massive fire that broke out at a warehouse party Friday. At least nine people are confirmed dead. Officials fear the toll could rise as high as 40. The building that housed the Rave Cave electronic dance music party lacked a sprinkler system that would have helped contain the fire. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
B-O-A.